Hi, my name is Bruce McDonald, and you're listening to After the Credits on Row3.com, the best row in the house.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear in exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with the heavens you people ever heard of. Closing a goddamn door, no, it's much better to face these kinds of things.
Bem-vindo ao outro episódio de After the Credits. Eu sou a Marina Antunes e hoje comigo...
Je m'appelle Colleen Vince, 3cinq3review.com.
DealWithDigitalDoodles.com. Ever so North American.
Oh, and he broke it. We thought since, you know, we were talking about zombies that are sort of infected through language.
We shouldn't be speaking in English, man.
Yeah, well, through the English language alone. So we figured we wouldn't talk in English. So I did my intro in Portuguese. And
it'd be a very bad review from this person because English, I have troubles with English.
I'm the person that wanders into the forest and everyone in the theater is going, "You idiot! Don't go in alone! I think we should split up."
Oh, dear.
The big red button, do not push, a nuclear annihilation.
Ooh, what's that?
Push the button.
Oh, but that was kind of fun. I haven't done that in Portuguese. I had to think about that for a minute before we started. But, yeah, so welcome to After the Credits, and we're talking Pontypool today.
Pontypool!
This movie is fabulous, and I'm not exaggerating. It's fantastic.
It's this year's Let the Right One In.
Except it's zombies
Instead of vampires.
So this is Bruce McDonald's new film based on a novel by Canadian author Tony Burgess. But I think it sounded like Bruce happened to be in town for the screening. Yay, Bruce.
Awesome. I had no idea until I showed up and went, oh, cool.
It was a great surprise. But it sounded like the film is actually more of is based more on the radio play that they did for the CBC than it is on the book, which was an interesting thing that I hadn't heard about yet. So I'm actually kind of curious to hear about this radio, to hear this radio play. Cause
has it actually come out yet? Or
I'm not sure. I sort of looked around the archives. Yeah, I sort of looked around for it, but couldn't really find it. But so this movie... starring Stephen McCaddy, who is Elaine's shrink.
Yeah, I think
from
so.
From Seinfeld. Got him a free pack of smokes. It's all very good. he plays Grant Mazzy, a...
small-town radio DJ.
Who happens to be on air when something breaks out in town and nobody knows what's going on. And they are basically the only ones reporting about any of the events that are unfolding. I love this movie.
This was awesome. It's all essentially shot from the interior of the building.
Yep.
You really don't ever get to anything other than from the point of view inside the building. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
And I knew... I was convinced I was going to like it anyways because A, it's Bruce McDonald, and B, zombies. Like,
who knew Bruce McDonald had fangirls? Like, I'm sitting in the audience going, oh my God, it's Bruce McDonald.
I sort of did.
Sweet! Yeah, Dale knew, and that was about it. Poor Bruce probably thought, who the hell are these women? Oh my God.
But when the whole film starts, you get the blue equalizer across the screen. And the guy is doing this very rapid-fire talking about this cat and finding it on a bridge and near Pont de Lac and Lac de Pont and going back and forth. And all of a sudden, the conversation just back and forth with himself suddenly turns to the word Pontypool, and then it sort of like migrates out again. Like, it was just like freaking brilliant start.
It is. It's a really, like, just general. It's a great little movie. It's a really smart script, which plays on language really well. Not the kind of thing you'd expect from a zombie movie. And we were calling it a zombie movie, but I think that's a very sort of loose interpretation of the term zombie.
Yeah, yeah. They're not dead as such, but they're not human either. Like, they're what made them one of us.
Yeah. Well, the virus pretty much breaks down language to the point where...
mass confusion.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to seeing it when it comes out in regular release.
So it
audio
opens,
infection.
Yeah, it is, and it's just a really fascinating little film, and it really works to McDonald's benefit to have a limited budget, and you know he's one of these directors that works really well with small stories. And this one is a small story in its own way, though, mind you, towards the end, like during the credits, you sort of get the sense that it's a universal.
Those are the best.
Yeah, it sort of starts to migrate out. But he works really well with small stories and small settings, and everything feels really intimate. And this film is really great for that because you are just limited to these three people in this basement radio station. And it works really, really well. It's really effective. But beyond that, I think it's a really tense film. Like, I was sitting on the edge of my seat a whole lot of the time because you're expecting to see something that sort of goes with the sounds that you're hearing, and he never gives it to you. And it's sort of like this delayed reaction where you're sort of like, okay, I want to see it. And then you picture it in your head, and it's so much better than they could have ever put it on the screen. But it's a really great little horror movie.
Yeah, when I think about it, there really is only five characters in the entire film.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a small story, but it's super well done.
And when you go and see it, you must stay until after the credits.
Yes.
You must, because there's a whole sort of...
It's the best thing is after the credits.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, they like to put things in after the credits, and... Maybe this one has something after the credits.
Yes, I don't know. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's worth staying because it's humorous.
Yeah, it is very humorous. So that's us gushing. It's not really a review. It's just a gush because we really, really liked it. It was a really great day.
No, you're just doing this to make me feel bad. You're taunting me.
You know what? Considering it is February, this is the best film of the year, which is February.
I agree.
It's February.
I
can see this going a long way before anything bumps it, because I don't see anything in the horizon in the not-so-distant future that is going to be better than Pontypool.
No, I agree. I could go with that. That's a great sentiment. It is currently sitting at my number one spot for the year. In February, that's not bad, man. You know, we've had a couple of months of stuff. But, so Bruce McDonald's Pontypool, look for it opening in... Ontario on March 6th, and then expanding throughout Canada on March the 13th. And it does have an American distributor. You can look for that probably later this year. I think that's it. So come on by Row 3 for all your movie news and reviews.
And I'll see you after the credits.
No, I wanted you to do the haiku movie review.
Oh, Colleen 353 haiku movie review, je m'appelle something.
Should we do it in another language? Just to...
No.
Oh.
Can I make up language?
Sure.
Actually, no.
that was
made up. That, and my apologies to any Asians out there.
In the language of the abuse testing boys from my workplace, that would probably be closest as in mu niwa ping bucky bucky wa. So,
okay, see, that was pretty weird.
Yeah,
that would work.
It is strange. But you know what? It is a full sentence.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. If anybody wants to translate, please do. We should all just learn how to speak Klingon. I think that'll solve all the world's problems. Pretty much. So, until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.